Welcome, comic fans. I'm Tristan Smith.
And I am Sam Arnold.
And welcome to the podcast known as DC Comics Weekly. In today's episode, we will be discussing the latest DC comic reveal, The Three Joker Theory, revealed to us by the latest comic, Batman, White Knight.
Warning, spoilers ahead.
The theory was introduced in the comic Batman White Knight, where the Joker temporarily turns sane and makes his own police force in order to beat Batman and prove he is the real villain. In this story, Batman is more ruthless than he usually is. This story takes place outside of the main DC Comics continuity, in alternate reality, so to speak. So at the end, and that reality's Batman uses a device called the Mobius Chair, which some of you geeks may be familiar with, to find out the identity of the Joker, only for the chair to tell him that there are three. So, Tristan, what was your initial reaction when you heard about this new development?
Well, I thought it was a pretty cool development. I thought that, you know, the first Joker probably gotta be the, like, gangster kind of guy who worked with, like, the Red Hood gang and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then maybe the second has to be,
The Killing Joke one?
Yeah, maybe the Killing Joke one. And then there has to be, like, the really crappy Joker that's just, like, a comic relief character. Like, what was that one, like, where the DC went, like, really family-friendly for a little bit? I forget what it's called.
You mean sort of an Adam West phase?
Yeah, the Adam West phase of him.
So, what did you also think of this new twist where Joker was the hero and Batman was depicted as a villain?
It's kind of cool, like a different alternate universe. Like, it's kind of like Flashpoint with, like, Injustice and stuff like that. Injustice is basically an alternate universe where everything is, like, opposite and everyone's good. Everyone that's good is bad, and, like, there's corruption and crap and everything, and, like, everyone dies, and it's kind of, it's a sad but fun universe. It's kind of, it makes you kind of feel demonic to like it, but it's really funny. But yeah, I obviously in the main story with Batman, it's cool to see him, like, as a villain. That he has no boundaries, and he'll just, like, he'll, like, frickin' take a batarang and smash in a face if he has to. He'll kill if he has to. He only does it for the money. He works for the... Does he work for the government?
Wayne Enterprises is its own corporation, so... Oh, I guess... Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It's kind of funny to see him, like, go all out on the Joker, and, like, when the Joker wants to, tries to prove that he's corrupt, and, like, he brings out a bottle of pills that'll make him sane, Batman, like, frickin' takes all the pills off and shoves them in his throat and makes him swallow, and it's kind of cool to see, like, he has no boundaries and no moral code in this. Except, like, no guns, but, like, that's all Batman.
In one of the upcoming segments, we will hear from a outside perspective of a Marvel fan named Isabel. Cord. Joining us now is Marvelologist Isabel Morales. Thanks for joining us, Isabel. So, you're more of a Marvel fan, but give us your initial perspective on what you think about the character of the Joker.
Well, what I think about the Joker, sometimes he doesn't take things too seriously. Like, he always makes a lot of jokes, and everything's also clownish and stuff. Well, the Joker's DC, and I heard that there's going to be a new trailer for the Joker, but for me, I don't think I don't want to go see that movie because it looks weird, and, like, to be honest, I liked Heath Ledger better as the Joker.
Yeah, Heath Ledger was a really great Joker.
I don't get why we need another origin story of the same character that we already have, like, 10 of. Like, it's the same, like, or we have, sorry, I'm on a little tangent here, but, like, we have three Jokers. We know that. We already know the chair, whatever. We know there's three. Why do we need another origin story for the same guy if we're going, like, if you're giving us more characters, you're just creating more controversy, like, if this is his real origin story, or is this, like, another side thing?
Well, the Joker's origin story, let's remember, has always been a little controversial. I mean, we don't even know if his origin story in Killing Joke is real. We don't even know if he even knows his origin story.
Well, yeah, like, at the end of, if you don't know, at the end of Killing Joke, it was, like, revealed that Batman said he knew the origin of the Joker. He didn't know the origin of the Joker. He just lied to him. Then the Joker fell down a cliff, and we don't know what happened at the end of that. But it was kind of, you know, that he said that that's the point. Yeah, actually, this is kind of cool. The person who made that said that's the point they would have killed off Batman if they had to kill him off. That would have been the point. I thought that was kind of cool.
It's also believed that in that comic that Batman killed the Joker.
Yeah. It's kind of sad, though, isn't it? Like, the rivalry after so long is just, like, destroyed.
Yeah. Isabel, do you have any other thoughts on, how do you think the Joker has changed over the years?
Well, I don't think I have any thoughts about Joker changing, but, what I do remember is that I remember this video game with the Joker in it. I think it's called Batman Arkham Knight.
Oh, yeah. I played that one.
I'm not sure it is. Is it good?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, I won't spoil anything.
I already spoiled it myself.
It's probably, I don't know, like, all the Batman games are really good. But, like, are they long games? Or are they usually short games, Batman's?
Well, let's say it's like a Tomb Raider game.
Pretty long, but, like, it's a little bit, like, you can take breaks in the middle of it. Sam, would you ever do a, would you ever go out, like, you know, Comic-Con? Would you ever go out dressed as the Joker for a Comic-Con dress-up?
I think I'd be comfortable with it, although probably not during Halloween, because young children would probably run from me in terror.
Yeah, that'd probably be a little bit of a, you know, problem with the creep factor if you were dressed up as a killer clown and, like, red makeup with, like blood-stained makeup on your face. A little scary. Maybe Comic-Con, though. Like, I gotta be honest, and I know we're going on a side tangent, sorry, guys, but the best superhero, I have to be on, like, or no, let's do best supervillain because we're talking about Joker. The best supervillain has to be Lex Luthor. And I want you to disagree because though I love Lex Luthor, I know that there is, like, controversy with him.
You mean regarding his recent appearance in Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice, where he was just a teenager and he had a full head of hair?
Yeah, but he was so cool, though. Like, he was a cool character, and he had, like, kryptonite, and he could destroy Superman whenever he wanted to.
That Lex Luthor looks skinny and weird.
Yeah, kind of weird.
And also, like, honestly, for me, my favorite DC villain is Poison Ivy.
She's pretty cool. I think she, like that she has, like, the power, if she just kisses you, you die immediately, and, like, it's painful and slow and whatever. It's kind of a cool superpower.
In recent comics continuity, she's also friends with the Joker's girlfriend, Harley Quinn.
Yep, she is. And speaking of Harley Quinn, do you think that it's a true love between the Joker and Harley Quinn?
Nope.
thought that that might be true, because they're always so together, and then they work together. But honestly, I like the new Harley Quinn version of Suicide
Was
Squad.
Was it not plugged in? On our next topic, we're going to be talking about possible explanations for this new theory about three Jokers. Tristan, what are your thoughts?
I think there's multiple, like, with White Knight, it was a sub-universe. It wasn't the main storyline. It was, I think it was mainly when the new 52 came out. So it's like the new edgy kind of cool Batman, destroying everything, killing people, taking names, and not really caring. Obviously, doesn't use guns. All Batmans don't use guns, like it's in Sigma 2. But we gotta remember, like in this alternate universe, like I said before, there's the three Jokers seem obvious in the sub-series, but, like, let's take it to the main series. Could the main series have three Jokers? Like, could three Jokers be around in the main lore? What do you think, Sam?
Well, when I first heard this theory, I was intrigued because I thought it also tied into another theory from Batman the Killing Joke, where Grant Morrison implies that Batman kills the Joker, which is kind of interesting because if you think about it, maybe another Joker took that Joker's place.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think in the main lore, that would have happened. The Killing Joke happened. I think that one of the Jokers is dead. I think that, like, more... I kind of think... I'm going to be honest. Because he was called the Laughing Man in the Killing Joker. He was, like, a legend in the Killing Joke. Could this be, like, three new Jokers, do you think?
It could be three new ones. Or, well... Who do you think the new Jokers will be?
In the new lore, like, the three Jokers, like, do you remember back in the TV show, like, where they had, like, the really weird kind of Joker with the crazy hair?
Yeah.
That was kind of weird, wasn't it?
Well, I thought it looked kind of cool, sort of a anime-ish look.
Yeah, kind of. You know what? Now that you say that, I kind of agree with you. Like, it's kind of, it makes them more creepy, doesn't it? It ups the creep factor.
Would you like to hear another theory that I have thought of?
Sure.
Like, maybe it's three individuals who have taken up the name of the Joker. So Jack Napier could be one of them, and that could be in the mainstream universe as well as the White Knight universe and the movie.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then maybe, like, the other two, we talked to before about, like, the Red Hood gang. That might have been maybe an alternate universe. I don't really think that I kind of think that, like, one of them has to be a gangster. Like, you know, like, he used to be a gangster. He used to fight. Like, he used to be, like, a mob fighter, wasn't he?
Hey, well, in the Killing Joke, it's said that he's a failed stand-up comedian forced to
work
rob
for the mob.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I remember that. And that kind of makes sense, like, that he'd have to... And, again, like, the main thing is he falls into a batch of acid and, like, gets all crazy and whatever. But, like, that's the main... Like, everyone always goes to that theory. Could it also be, like, a sub-theory, like, maybe some parts were right. Maybe he was a failed musician, maybe he did work for the mob, but he wasn't forced into doing it. Maybe he, like, one of the Jokers, isn't he kind of sane?
Well, I'm not really sure if any of them are really 100% sane.
Well, I know they're not the same, but, like, you know the, have you ever seen Suicide Squad? They have one of the Jokers who used to be, what's his name? He, in one of the lores of the Batman universe, one of the Jokers cut off his own face, and basically new skin grew and everything, and he looks younger. So, couldn't maybe that did happen, but one of the Jokers is still around wearing his old skin. This is a new Joker that just sprouted out of somewhere, and, like, at the end of that thing, like, we see the Joker, and then, like, we see Harley Quinn get into the jet, we see Joker, he doesn't die, obviously, but he's, like, not to be seen until he breaks her out at the end of the movie. So couldn't that Joker be, like, maybe someone we haven't heard of, and this could be the new lore of the Joker that's coming out?
Possibly. I suppose we'll have to wait till future developments.
As we say goodnight, comic fans, we got to, all, of course, tell you to like the podcast and subscribe for more. I've been Tristan Smith.
And I'm Sam Arnold.
And good night.